Thanks to those of you who supported the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, Thrivent Choice, we received more than $15,000 last year through Thrivent Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrivent Choice. For more information on how you can designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Get lost on the highway, your tire gets a flat. If you can get a signal, there's an app for that. Check on the latest scores or verify a fact. No need to read the paper, there's an app for that.
One of the things we like to do here at Issues Etc. as often as we can with the resources that we have is always expand the resources for our listeners. We know that it's our listeners who keep us on the air and our listeners who brought us back. And so as a way of saying thanks, we're going to offer right now several new resources for our listeners who listen to Issues Etc. An iPhone app and an Android app, both absolutely free. And joining us to talk about these new listener resources, the men who actually developed these resources for us, we call them our Issues Etc. Geek Squad. Daniel Berquist, he is a Mac and iOS software developer for Mac Practice in Lincoln, Nebraska, and a developer of the new Issues Etc. iPhone app. Daniel, welcome to Issues Etc.
My pleasure.
Michael Patrick O'Connor is a computer software developer in Maryland, and he's produced the new Issues Etc. Android app. Mike, welcome to you.
I'm happy to be here.
Dan, let's talk a little history to begin with. There's always been a good friendship between Lutheran theology, its communication, and new technology. Talk about that.
Well, ever since the beginning, with the Lutheran Reformation, the printing press has been a really effective tool in spreading Lutheran theology. It allowed it to spread like wildfire across Europe, and proving to be quite difficult for the Catholic Church. More recently, in the last century, the LCMS, since the early days of radio, has been involved with KFUO and the Lutheran Hour. Not so much theology-related, but computer-related. Lutherans have been involved with computers for a long time, too. In around 1600, there was a Lutheran pastor by the name of Wilhelm Schickard who created a calculating device. And more recently, a man by the name of Donald Knuth has written a very famous tome in the computer industry called The Art of Computer Programming.
Many people probably know what an app is, but for those who are new to the technology or aren't familiar with the technology, Michael, what is an app?
An app would be an application for a mobile device such as a cell phone or a tablet, such as you would have a program on your home computer. An app would be a program for your mobile device.
So let's talk a little bit first about the iPhone app. If someone's going to pick this up, they've got an iTouch or they've got an iPhone, and they get the Issues Etc. iPhone app, what are they going to see when they open it up? What's it going to be able to do for them, Daniel?
Well, right off the bat, they'll be dumped to a screen where if the show is on the air, you'll be able to play the show and stream it live. If not, I will suggest that you look at the podcast. While it's live, you'll be able to tap the phone button at the top and be connected straight to the in-studio line where you can talk to guests and, of course, you. There's also a screen in there for various contact information just right at your fingertips so you don't have to type it in, email and websites and Twitter. There's also a Find a Church feature where there's a list of the Issues Etc. 300. And you can look at the details for each church and bring up maps and or call that church. You can also bring up a map that maps out all of the Issues Etc. 300 churches and allows you to see what's in your area right now.
So, I mean, the fact that the iPhone in particular has a GPS feature allows it to know where you're at, and if you're out traveling, you go to find a church, you'll see a map of the church, of the issues, et cetera, 300 congregations that are actually where you are right now.
That is correct.
What's different about the Android app for issues, et cetera, Michael?
Well, the Android app right now, when you bring it up, you'll be presented with a screen with a logo. If the show is on, you can listen to the show live. It has four buttons, one where you can email issues, et cetera, one to view the website, and two buttons to call a different number, such as the live call-in number and for the comment line. That's what the Android app has right now.
These aren't easy to do. I mean, it's not like any Joe can put one of these together. As briefly as you can, Daniel, talk a little bit about what it takes to develop something like this. And this is a relatively simple application we're talking about. What does it take to develop something like this?
Well, you got to be familiar with the programming language that the devices use. In iOS's case, it's Objective-C is the primary language. In Android's case, it's Java. And you also need to be familiar with the what's called the SDK for each app. And these provide various services to the programmer to do things. And these differ between both devices. It also helps to be very familiar with computers and computer programming in general.
You had a few false starts, some of it due to us here at Lutheran Public Radio, but some of it due to just the fact that getting something like this approved does require a little, I mean, not literal paperwork, but an awful lot of work. Talk about that.
I had originally submitted the iOS app back in mid-summer. And with Apple, they take a look at every app that gets submitted to the App Store. I mean, they want to make sure that the apps actually do something and meet some bare minimum level requirements, and there's some problems with the system, but for the most part, it works pretty well. But in our case, it looks like, to my best guess, they probably just opened the app when the show wasn't on the air, saw the podcast button, and thought it was just a podcast. And when I talked to them this summer, they suggested to add more interactivity, and so I added the maps that you can browse. And I submitted it again this last December, and they still were just calling it just a podcast. And I talked with them some more and clarified what was going on, and finally they let us in. So,
Michael, talk a little bit about what it took to develop the Android app for issues, et cetera.
Basically, it's a Java language, as Dan talked about. You get familiar with it. I developed it on Eclipse on my home computer, tested it on my own Android phone, basically an alpha testing. Biggest part is testing the time sections because you still have to wait for the times to roll around. I use some times where I would fake the time, but just testing is one of the bigger portions of the development. For getting into the market is a little bit easier for Android, so.
When you often hear this term beta testing, and it's one of those kind of things where it seems to be a kind of constant process for people who develop these apps for iPhones or Androids, that they want feedback from people who use them. They want to hear if there's a problem. Why is that so important, Daniel?
Well, if you kind of look at a developing software as writing a paper, except you don't just write it once, but you write the paper, you release it, then you improve, add new stuff to the paper and release that. It's like having rough drafts that you let other people look at. And by letting other people work with the app and play with it, they can find problems and rough spots that you can polish, like crashes or something that doesn't work quite right. Or they might have other suggestions that you haven't thought about.
We're talking about some new resources for our Issues Etc. listeners, the Issues Etc. iPhone and Android apps that are available at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. They're also on the homepage. Daniel Berquist is our guest. He developed the iPhone app, and Michael Patrick O'Connor developed the Android app. More with them on the other side of the break. How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the Latest Issues Etc. journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Shurman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Old Theology, New Technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
The Girl Scouts are gearing up for their annual cookie drive. Since the national leadership and some local troops have jumped on the pro-abortion bandwagon, here's some helpful guidance about buying cookies. First, find out where the local troop is on abortion and sexual activity for young girls. You may be shocked. Second, the local troop only makes about 10% on the sale of cookies. The baker gets 30% with a license fee going to the national office. The remainder goes to the local council, so it's important for you to find out where they stand on these important issues. Unfortunately, the higher you go in the system, the greater chance for running into pro-abortion feminist attitudes. A donation to the local troop, separate of buying cookies, will be much more help.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about new resources for our Issues Etc. listeners. The Issues Etc. iPhone app and Android app with the developers of those two apps. By the way, during the break, Greg in St. Louis called us. He just downloaded the Android app. Using the app, he called us to tell us that it works like a charm. And as I said before, we will have them on our homepage, issuesetc.org. You'll find it with this interview on our Listen On Demand page, and it'll also be one of the options in the Listen menu at issuesetc.org, both of these apps. A little bit later, Robert Spencer is going to join us in the second hour of the program after we conclude a conversation with Deaconess Pam Nielsen on Jesus healing the paralytic, and then we'll round off today's program talking with Ken Samples about that Mayan calendar prediction that this year, in December this year, the world will end along with all sorts of other doomsday predictions. What I wonder is, why did you guys do this for Issues Etc.? You both did this out of the goodness of your hearts. I want an answer from both of you, beginning with Michael.
Why for Issues Etc.? I was looking for an app to do that would be fun and people would find useful. I'm a big fan of Issues Etc. I know at the time Dan was already working on the iPhone version, and it just seemed like a fun project to work on. So that's where it came from for me.
And Daniel?
Well, I've been a longtime listener of Issues Etc. I remember as a kid listening to the show back when Don Bassett was still the host. And I really enjoy what Issues Etc. has to offer, and I was excited with the idea of putting all this Lutheran theology into the palms of people's hands. And in the process, I also got to learn quite a bit about iOS app development, which has fit into my work at work.
What do you think the future holds for this technology and, in our particular case, bringing Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio to our listeners through every avenue? What do you think the future holds, Dan?
Oh, boy. Sky's the limit. as cellular devices become more and more widespread and internet connectivity becomes more pervasive, I mean, you'll be able to, in the future, I imagine, be able to plug your phone right into your car pretty easily. In fact, you can do that for a lot of things, and just listen right there. for our app, or for the issues app in particular, I've got a number of features in mind as I have time to implement them. And with some of these new features, you'll be able to better find past episodes of Issues Etc. and better interact with Issues Etc. And the fellow listeners.
What about future features for the Android app, Michael?
Future features I'd like to add to the Android app that I'm thinking is I want to add the Find a Church, as Dan had on his. I also want to add a ability with the Find a Church to send it to the navigation application in Google. I want to do podcasting, reading the old podcast so the listeners can pull up old ones to listen within the app. Those are the two main features I'm thinking of for the future.
Two quick final questions for both of you. How do you think our listeners most benefit from this way of accessing Issues, etc.? Daniel first.
Well, you basically get Issues, etc. in your pocket, right there, always with you. And one feature I forgot to mention earlier was a reminder when the show is about to come on air. So if you get busy throughout your day and forget that Issues, etc. is about ready to come on, the app will politely remind you.
And Michael?
I would say basically the same thing. It gives the users the ability to listen to Issues, etc., wherever they are. People may not be at their computers at all the time, and they will always have their cell phones with them. So it gives them a quick, easy way of listening to it when it's on, and it's same as Dan's answer.
How can our listeners get them if they have the iPhone, how can they get it, Daniel? If they have the Android, how can they get that app? Daniel first.
Well, I believe we'll have a web page set up on Issues, etc. I believe that's issuesetc.org/mobile. You can also search for the apps on the respective app stores, too, just by typing in the show name.
So you go to the Apple App Store, and if you just search for it, Issues, etc., you'll find the Issues, etc. iPhone app.
Yep, yep. And you can get it on your iPod Touch and iPad as well.
Now, I don't have an Android, so I have no idea how to get the Android apps. How do you do that if you're going to get the Issues, etc. Android app, Michael?
You just open the Android Market on your Android device, search for Issues, etc., and they'll come up. You can also go to the same website that Dan spoke of, and I'm sure there'll be a link there also for the Android app.
And we should say, folks, that both of these apps, either for the iPhone or for the Android, are absolutely free. It's a way of saying thanks to our listeners and a better way for people to listen when they're on the go. Anybody you want to thank, Daniel?
Well, thanks to you guys for providing this opportunity. And also thank you for all the people who participated in the beta test. Also had a couple people provide icons, Josh McNary in Iowa, and also Glyphfish, helped provide some art for the app.
Michael, anybody you want to thank?
I'd like to, again, thank Issues Etc. crew for letting us do these apps. Dan for originally coming up with the original idea, and the people who did provide feedback to my app when it was still only in beta.
Daniel Berquist is a Mac and iOS software developer for Mac Practice in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the producer of the new Issues Etc. iPhone app. Daniel, thanks for being our guest.
My pleasure.
Michael Patrick O'Connor is a computer software developer in Maryland and a producer of the new Issues Etc. Android app. Michael, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
And remember, you can go to our website right now, issuesetc.org, and there on the homepage, there's a link to both the iPhone app and the Android app. You'll also find a link to both of them under the Listen menu. When you click Listen, the menu pops down, and in those options tonight, you'll find the iPhone app and the Android app for Issues, etc.